Chapter 4. Captain Epsilon was showing Crash the flight deck and controls while laying in a course for Taurus 9.
"Wow, this is one hell of a ride, Captain," Crash said excitedly.
"Yeah, she can definitely get out of her own way, and then some. Think you can handle her?"
Eps asked. "Absolutely. You won't be disappointed."
"You've never disappointed me yet. Just try not to crash into anything, Crash,"
Epps said with a smirk. The door to the bridge opened and in walked Jess with Max in tow.
"Holy cannoli!"
Max exclaimed.
"What a ship! She's a beauty! And she has cloaking ability!"
"But can you keep her running when in battle?"
Epps asked.
"You betcha bottom dollar I can."
"Good. Ship is on autopilot for Taurus 9. Let's go over our rescue plan."
The crew assembled in the mess, waiting on Epps to start the briefing.
"Crash, I assume you researched how we're going to get in, get Tamsin, and get out, all in one piece, preferably undetected."
Epps wasn't above putting someone on the spot, especially if they already had an answer.
"Yes,"
Crash replied, a little nervousness in his voice. He didn't like the spotlight, but it was his sister, so he would have to man up and run the show.
"Well, please enlighten the rest of us."
"Okay, the prison sits on a plain, surrounded by kilometers of open barren country. Approach is virtually impossible."
"What about the cloaked shuttles?"
Bear asked.
"We'd have to set them down somewhere and still penetrate the shields. The shields being used are old and were never upgraded. They cycle every so often because there is a hole in them. Actually, there are several holes. Each cycle, the holes move to a different spot."
"But the cycling is random, and the location of the holes are random,"
Bear pointed out.
"Ha!" Crash said with a big grin. "The manufacturer and the government want you to believe that. However, the truth is that the cycle time and location of the holes are actually based on a complex mathematical formula. Engineering couldn't get past the holes, so they introduced flux that made it appear random."
"And you know this how?"
Max asked.
"As I said before, Tamsin got a lot of sympathy from a wide array of fans. One of them is the guy who developed this shield. He gave me the formula and educated me on its use, with the caveat that it wasn't to be used except to rescue Tamsin. Seems his kid was cured with a drug she came up with. In any event, I can use the formula with Stingray's powerful computers to predict when and where the whole..."